Before you is a draft order that, if adopted, grants to Flint Mine Solar LLC a conditional certificate of environmental compatibility and public need to construct and operate a commercial-scale solar electric generating facility that is expected to provide up to 100 megawatts of electric power. The Flint Mine facility will consist of solar panels sited on approximately 1,700 acres of private land in Greene County in the towns of Coxsackie and Athens. In addition to the solar panels, the facility plans include five short transmission lines that will connect a facility substation to a proposed 115 kilovolt point of interconnection switchyard. The switchyard will interconnect either to the existing Lafarge to Pleasant Valley 115 kilovolt transmission line or to a combination of that line and the Fura Bush to North Catskill 115 kilovolt line, both of which are owned and operated by National Grid. The proposed order is supported by a robust evidentiary record that supports all of the statutory findings that the siting board must make before issuing a certificate pursuant to Article 10 of the Public Service Law. The Article 10 review process in this case was extensive, fair, and open, and included both pre-application and post-application phases. Notice to the public was provided with respect to all significant milestones in the case. There were many instances of community outreach and education and numerous opportunities for public participation. Flint Mine carried out a public involvement program which included, among other things, establishing a project-specific website, local document repositories, and a toll-free telephone number for access to project information. In addition, throughout the Article 10 process, the Department of Public Service carried out its own program of public outreach and sent notice of all significant process milestones to the party and service lists. The Department of Public Service also hosted a public statement hearing and solicited public comments through multiple other means. In addition to the applicant Flint Mine, staff from the Department of Public Service, the Department of Environmental Conservation, the Department of Agriculture and Markets, the Department of Health participated as parties. Other parties to the case were the Town of Coxsackie, the Village of Coxsackie, the Town of Athens, the Village of Athens, the Friends of Flint Mine Solar, the Greenland Trust, Scenic Hudson Incorporated, and the Sleepy Hollow Lake Association of Property Owners. Application funding was awarded in both the pre-application and application stages. Throughout this proceeding, the department received approximately 200 public comments. Project opponents have objected to a variety of matters, including archaeological impacts, community character, impacts on farmlands, wildlife, wetlands, and open spaces, visual resources, and local tourism. Some opponents did cite construction impacts, destruction of the historic and rural character of the area, the potential for impacts to ground and surface water, traffic and noise impacts. There were, however, substantial regional and local support for the project. Supporters cited the project's expected economic benefits, such as increased job opportunities and tax benefits, the fact that the project will provide a reliable source of revenue to local municipalities, that participating landowners will receive revenues that will help support family-owned farmlands, and the environmental benefits of solar generation, including support for wholesale energy markets and addressing climate change and global warming. Supporters also described solar energy development as preferable to the subdivision and development of existing open spaces for other commercial or residential purposes. The proposed order reflects the agreements reached by the parties, which resolved almost all the contested issues raised in litigation, such as all questions related to potential environmental impacts, which were resolved by and between the state agency parties. The agreements have been incorporated into a number of documents that are attached to the order, such as proposed certificate conditions, the site engineering and environmental plan guide, and the noise complaint resolution protocol. These documents set forth terms and conditions supporting the siting board's grant of an Article 10 certificate. In addition to the applicant and the state agencies, the settlement was signed by the Friends of Flint Mine and Scenic Hudson, as well as the Town and Village of Coxsackie and the Town and Village of Athens, who signed onto the settlement, although they expressed some reservation as to the application of some local laws to the project, that Flint Mine has requested the siting board waive as being unduly burdensome. The proposed order does grant Flint Mine's waiver requests. Notably, the proposed order waives for the Flint Mine project the application of the Town of Coxsackie zoning law that prohibits construction of such solar facilities on lands zoned for residential and/or agricultural uses. Flint Mine has demonstrated that, when considered in the context of the requirements of a project developer to find suitable space and to be able to secure rights to use that land, requiring compliance with this local zoning law would prohibit the construction of the project, making application of the law's restrictions unreasonably burdensome. This would not be the first time that the siting board has waived a local zoning restriction. In case 97F-1683, when granting a certificate to Athens Generating Company, the siting board waived the application of a zoning restriction because the existing state of technology required a project component to be located in a manner which local zoning prohibited. Similarly, here, the allowed zoned area does not provide enough available space for the existing technology of PV solar panels to enable the construction of an economically viable project and would therefore prevent the facility from being built if the zoning is not waived. The proposed order would also waive compliance with local laws of the Town of Athens that establish minimum grade requirements for parking lots and access roads, and would require a town-issued variance for construction on lands featuring steep slopes. If enforced, those local laws would impose unwarranted burdens on Flint Mine without any corresponding environmental benefits. Because the project as proposed will avoid, minimize, and mitigate environmental impacts of the project to the maximum extent practicable, requiring compliance with these local laws is not reasonable. In summary, the record supports a finding by the board that with the certificate conditions imposed, the probable environmental impacts of construction and operation of the facility will be minimized or avoided to the maximum extent practicable. The record also supports a finding by the board that the facility is designed to operate in compliance with all applicable state and local environmental health and safety law and regulations that are otherwise not waived. The proposed order finds that the construction and operation of the project will serve the public interest because the project will be consistent with state energy policies, long-range energy planning objectives, the strategies set forth in the most recent state energy plan, and the additional social, economic, and other factors deemed relevant by the board. On behalf of examiners Sean Mullaney and Michelle Stefanucci, I endorse the proposed draft order and recommend that the board adopt it. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Lee Cakes, for the comprehensive presentation. And I think address the identified concerns. I believe the resolution is balanced and well-grounded, and I'm going to support this item. Let me now turn to my fellow board members for any comments or questions. Mr. Malone?
No problem.
Thank you. Judge McClymans?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Ravishier?
I have no questions.
Thank you. Mr. Williams?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Peroni?
No questions.
Thank you. I will now call for a vote. This is Tammy Mitchell, and my own vote is in favor of the recommendation as just described. Mr. Malone, how do you vote?
I vote in favor.
Thank you. Judge McClymans?
In favor.
Mr. Ravishier?
In favor.
Thank you. Mr. Williams?
In favor.
And Mr. Peroni?
In favor.
Thank you. The order is confirmed, and the recommendation is adopted. We will now move on to the second item for discussion, case 16-F-0559, application of Bluestone Wind LLC for a certificate of environmental compatibility and public need pursuant to Article 10 for construction of the Bluestone Wind Farm project located in the towns of Windsor and Sanford, Broome County. There are two orders for our consideration, and they will be presented by Brian Osius, Managing Attorney, Department of Public Service. Dakin Lee Cakes, Chief Administrative Law Judge, Department of Public Service, Robert Rosenthal, General Counsel, and Corey Strube, Utility Supervisor, Environmental, are available for questions. Mr. Osius, please begin.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Designee and members of the Siting Board. On December 16, 2019, the New York State Board on Electric Generation Siting and the Environment granted a Certificate of Environmental Compatibility and Public Need with conditions to Bluestone Wind pursuant to Public Service Law Section 168. The certificate authorizes Bluestone Wind to construct and operate a utility-scale wind energy facility with a total nameplate capacity of 124 megawatts in the towns of Windsor and Sanford and Broome County. The certificate contains specific conditions that require several compliance filings by the certificate holder, including conditions for construction and operational impact mitigation to be approved by the siting board or the Public Service Commission once the siting board's jurisdiction has ceased. By way of brief background, the certificate holder previously submitted compliance filings related to tree clearing, which were approved on December 23rd, 2020 and January 26, 2021. On April 15th, 2021, Bluestone Wind filed its site engineering and environmental plan for site preparation and access road construction. The siting board conditionally approved those compliance filings on May 26, 2021. In that order, the siting board stated that the certificate holder would be required to file additional compliance filings for other types of construction activities, including installation of the turbine foundations and the electrical collection system. The certificate holder also received approval of its decommissioning and site restoration plan on May 26, 2021. Before you today are two draft orders recommending approval of several additional compliance filings. The instant compliance filings pertain to collection line and point of interconnection, construction, turbine foundations, pipeline crossings, shadow flicker, and pre-construction noise modeling requirements. Pursuant to the siting board's regulations, a certificate holder is required to submit a description of and citation to the requirements in their certificate or an order for which compliance is to be demonstrated, a description of how the applicant will comply with the requirements of the certificate or order, and final maps, plans, diagrams, drawings, studies, reports, or other documents demonstrating compliance. Under the siting board's regulations, the siting board or the commission, if the board's jurisdiction has ceased, may approve compliance filings subject to specific terms, conditions, limitations, or modifications. Finally, the siting board, pursuant to 16 NYCRR section 1002.2 Roman numeral I, applies a standard of review for compliance filings, which requires that a compliance filing shall reasonably assure compliance with the certificate. No comments were filed on these compliance filings. Department of Public Service staff has reviewed these compliance filings and their various supplements and advise us that, as filed and supplemented, they reasonably assure compliance with the corresponding certificate conditions in the certificate order and should be approved. Notably, the draft order related to the collection line and point of interconnection construction does not consider Bluestone's compliance filing as they relate to construction of meteorological towers at this time because Bluestone made changes to the location of a previously certificated tower location, which is now the subject of an amendment to the certificate before the siting board. In addition, Bluestone had filed a request for clarification, which it subsequently withdrew, and that is acknowledged in the order before you. This concludes my presentation, and myself and Corey Scroob and others are available for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Osius. I have no questions or comments on this item. Let me now turn to my fellow board members for any comments or questions. Mr. Malone?
No comments or questions.
Thank you. Judge McClymans?
No comments or questions.
Thank you. Mr. Ravishier?
No comments or questions.
Thank you. Mr. Williams?
No comments or questions.
Thank you. Mr. Morrow?
I have one question. I'd just like to know who's going to oversee the compliance issues. For instance, the flicker and the sound are two that concern me for the neighboring properties. Who's that body that's going to oversee those compliance issues?
So under the public service law, the Department of Public Service, as well as the Public Service Commission, is charged with overseeing compliance of certificate conditions.
Okay, so they're the same who would be overseeing any issues, for instance, the site work that has gone on and that kind of items that have gone on so far?
Yes, the Department of Public Service staff is responsible for overseeing compliance. If there were a concern that could be brought to the commission, or the siting board if the commission's, if the siting board's jurisdiction hasn't ceased for further consideration.
So there's no one in the area or at the location on a regular basis overseeing it. Is that correct?
No, sir, that's incorrect. Department of Public Service staff, specifically the field compliance unit, visit the site weekly to ensure compliance with the certificate conditions.
I'm sorry, the last part of that you broke up.
With staff visits the site weekly to ensure compliance.
Okay, from the site point of view, that's probably sufficient. I'm very concerned about the flicker and the sound issue. That could impact the neighboring property.
So
will there be some information?
So for
somebody be there at some point to view that, or
so for noise, there are additional compliance filings that will be forthcoming that require post construction noise modeling that will be reviewed by the staff and also has to be approved in the form of a compliance filing by the siting board or the commission. Shadow flicker, there is a certificate condition that imposes limitations on flicker. If there were a violation of that or if there was a complaint, it would be investigated by staff.
So, hey, this is Bob Rosenthal, I'm the general counsel. And to be clear, like if you at the local level feel like there is a problem with the construction or the operation of the facility, one of the roles that the Department of Public Service plays is to, you know, receive complaints from the local community and to investigate those. So in addition to the fact that the company has to file compliance filings to prove that they can comply with the limits in the certificate and that we will have somebody at the site at least once per week. If anybody on the, at the local community has a complaint, we do want to hear about it.
Okay. I was asked about that a couple of times by residents and also personally because I live fairly close to where 4 or 5 of the towers are being located. That's all my questions.
Thank you for those thoughtful questions and comments, Mr. Morrow. I will now call for a vote. My vote is in favor of the recommendation as described. Mr. Malone, how do you vote?
I vote in favor.
Thank you. Judge McClymans?
In favor.
Mr. Ravishier?
In favor.
Mr. Williams?
In favor.
And Mr. Morrow?
In favor.
I just want to clarify that there were two orders in that every member understood that they were voting on both of those orders for Bluestone.
That's a yes for me, Mr.
Yes, yes, understood.
Yes.
Yes.
Understood.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretary Phillips. With that, we are adjourned.